Yes, it's time to fall under the Pine Effect with our wonderful friend Christopher Pine. Christopher.
Good morning.
Pine time.
Good morning, everyone. How are we?
We're good.
We're good. And it's 24 hours since we last spoke to you, Christopher, as the election was, the results were coming to light. Where are we at right now, Christopher? We've been on air for an hour and a half and haven't been in touch. What's happening?
Well, I'm still clinging on to a Biden victory. It must be said. I think I might be the last person left in Australia. But Joe Biden's got 248 votes in the Electoral College, and Donald Trump has 214. Biden is ahead in Michigan, which is 16, and in Nevada, which is 6, which gets him to 270. And I think that is quite likely. I think that's the most likely outcome.
Right, so guys, that's the magic number, isn't it? 270.
Yes.
You need 270.
270 is the magic number.
Trump will end at 268, is that right? If everything goes
264, so 265, something like that.
Doing some number
Christopher,
crunching.
That's the likely outcome at the moment is that Biden will be president. What is going on, though, with Trump? He's already threatened legal action. He's wanting counting stopped. I mean, how much can he drag this out? What are the repercussions of him and what his carry-on?
Well, look, it is a carry-on. And the reality is you can't just declare that you've won when you want to say so during halfway through the count. I mean, overnight, for example, Wisconsin went into the Biden column. Michigan, he pulled ahead in Michigan. The truth is the vote hadn't finished being counted. You can't just say, look, at this point, I've decided I've won because it suits me.
Why did they stop, though, Chris?
Well, I don't know if they did. I mean, There's so much misinformation put around by the White House. Mm. Which state did they stop?
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. Well, they've awarded Wisconsin to Biden. They might have stopped because there was a Supreme Court action lodged, but therefore they stopped. But truth is, the votes that have been cast will be counted, regardless of what Donald Trump says.
Yeah.
And it's just like in counting in our own election. We count postal votes for weeks after the election day. You can't just say, I've decided that have to be counted today.
Yeah.
And the truth is they will be counted. Yeah. And there probably will be legal challenges. And Donald Trump will not go easily.
But do you think, like, I don't have a dog in this fight. I don't care who wins. But when they stopped the voting, and then because they all had said they were tired and needed to go have a little nap, and then about 3 hours...
The counting, not the voting.
Yeah, the counting of the mail, postal ballots. And then all of a sudden, 3 hours later, they find 126,000 and they're all blue?
No, that's not right. I mean, who said that?
CNN?
You read on Twitter?
Fox?
Well, look,
there'll be a lot of things said. There's almost 200 million people who've cast their votes and it's 24 hours later. And whoever loses, if Donald Trump loses, for example, he will say that he won. And he already said before they finished counting that the Democrats were trying to steal the election.
Yeah, that was
smart. Because he was already trying to set up the circumstances where he could say, actually, he'd won, he's been robbed, and he should be re-elected in 4 years. This is the great tragedy of what Trump has done to America, which is to basically divide it and make reality or unreality the truth.
Mm.
It's his truth, but the vote will be counted. Normal people will make these decisions, and I think that Biden will win the presidency, but the truth is Trump did a lot better than everyone expected.
Yeah. That's very
and,
true.
And I think that's very worrying as well.
When will we know the result? Sorry, Boxy.
No,
when will we know?
I think we'll probably know certainly by the end of tomorrow. And we should know by the end of today.
That's exactly what I was going to ask.
Oh, well.
And Christopher,
you're both so clever. You see, you're thinking each other's thoughts.
I know.
It's too much.
You finish each other's sentences as well.
Mm. But it's interesting when you say that, Christopher, because I agree. You know, a lot of people in the Democrats and a lot of the media outlets and the celebrities in the States thought it would be a landslide. The fact that Trump got this close, I mean, even if Biden is president, what does the next 4 years look like? Can he right wrongs? Can he reestablish, I guess, some unity in that country? Or where are they going to be left?
Well, the first thing I would do is not buy shares in a polling company.
Yeah, so yeah. True.
The polls have been hopeless.
They always are.
I don't think you'll get your money back on that. Mm. The polls have been disastrously wrong in 2020, in 2016. Clearly, people don't tell pollsters that they're voting for Donald Trump.
Well, they were wrong here in Australia too with Morrison and
Shorten.
Well, they weren't as wrong here. They weren't as wrong here. But there's the thing called the shy Trump voter who wants to vote for Trump but doesn't want to tell anybody.
That's true.
Which is, I can understand that. They're not wanting to tell anybody part. So the polls were completely wrong. I think it's going to be very hard for whomever is the president, whether it's Trump or whether it's Biden. It's important for Australia that whoever the president is supported by Australia because they're our most important ally. I think Biden has a lot more chance of calming the farm in the US and pouring balm on waters rather than petrol on the water. And therefore, America will be better in the next 4 years. But it's going to be hard either way. And look, it's a pity that it wasn't a landslide. Mm-hmm. A landslide would have meant that we could have drawn a line under that period and said, let's restart. It's going to be difficult, but I still think Biden will win, and I still think that's the right outcome.
Great. Well, thank you, Christopher. Wonderful getting these words of wisdom from you.
Yeah, we appreciate it. And of course, Pine Time, he just does solo. He doesn't have a co-host that finishes his sentences for him. He's just on his own.
We should join you one day.
There you go.
Pine
it could be Piney, Fifi, and Feb.
You want to share my sandwiches too, if you like.
Okay, here we go. So it's Christopher Pine's podcast, Pine Time, and it is available to stream now on your favourite podcast platform. Thank you, Christopher Pine.
Pleasure. Thank you very much. See you tomorrow.